Ishmael's birth was followed by 13 years of waiting for Abram. During this time, there is no mention in the Bible that God appeared to the patriarch. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord came to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless." The new name the Lord gave himself at this time, God Almighty, spoke of his omnipotence. He is the one who directs the course of events. He is the all-sufficient God whose resources are infinite. Here, as elsewhere in the Bible, God makes himself known through the different forms of his name. Abram fell face down in the presence of the Lord. For the fifth time, God promised to give him countless descendants. "You will be the father of many nations," he said, "and kings will come from you. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your offspring after you, to be your God and the God of your descendants. The whole land of Canaan I will give to you." The change of name from Abram, which means exalted father, to Abraham, father of many, was the pledge of this divine promise. God also gave an outward sign of the covenant. He ordained circumcision for Abraham and all his descendants. God told him to circumcise every male in his household, whether born in his house or bought with money, all his offspring and all his servants. The male children born in the household were to be circumcised when they were 8 days old. "This will be the sign of the covenant between me and you," said the Lord. Then, for the first time, God mentioned Sarai. "As for Sarai, your wife," he said, "her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. She will be the mother of nations, and kings will come from her." The name Sarah means princess. With these words, God announced that the royal line of descent would come from Sarah. The chosen people and the kings of Israel would be her descendants, and in the course of time the Messiah, the King of Kings, would come from her. When Abraham heard this, he fell on his face and laughed, and said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? His thoughts turned to Ishmael, the son that the maidservant Hagar had given him, and that he looked upon as his heir. "Oh," he said, "if only Ishmael might live before you." Then God promised to bless Ishmael and to make of him a great nation. He would have 12 sons who would be rulers. "But," he said, "by this time next year, your wife Sarah will bear you a son. You will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him and his descendants after him." The name Isaac means he laughs. When he had finished speaking, God went up from Abraham. On that very day, the patriarch obeyed God's orders. Ishmael was 13 years old and his father 99 when they were circumcised, and all the men in his household were circumcised with them. This revelation of the Lord was closely followed by another heavenly visitation. Abraham was living near the great trees of the plains of Mamre, where he usually stayed since his return from Egypt. He was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw 3 men standing nearby. These men were angels, and one of them was the Lord. When Abraham saw them, he went to meet them and bowed to the ground, asking them to stay a little while, to rest and refresh themselves. The visitors accepted, and while their feet were being washed, Abraham hurried to have a choice calf prepared, which he set before them with fresh bread, butter, and milk. While his guests were eating, he stood near them under a tree. They asked where Sarah was, and Abraham replied that she was there, in her tent. Then the Lord said, "About this time next year, Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent behind him, and she laughed to herself as she thought, "Now I am old, shall I have this pleasure, my husband being old also?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh? Is anything too hard for the Lord?" Sarah was afraid, so she said, "I did not laugh." But the Lord said, "Yes, you did laugh." Next episode, Abraham's intercession.